A Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Apologies, a little later than usual. Tony and Val with A Problem Shared. And Tony and Val, good morning to you. We will get straight to the first letter we got from a listener that came in. They ask, how do I handle a situation where people use my name because a relative of mine is a member of a political party in the county, a party whose views I don't agree with? The problem is that my name was used by two people in the county during the election. And some people now have a wrong view of my political interests. In fact, I don't have any interest in politics. And people, I fear, are viewing me totally wrong. And if I say something to get my point across, someone kind of comes back and says, oh, look, that person is a relation of so-and-so the politician or the so-and-so the person who's a member of this political party. Do you have any thoughts on this situation, this dilemma?
Tony? Yeah. Basically, many wouldn't worry about the situation at all. Some people would be delighted with the attention, but this person is very annoyed and sensitive about it. But what I'd say to this person is that it only affects you if you let it. I mean, if you take the amount of time, say, a year, and ask how many hours out of that year are you affected by this situation, it would be only maybe an hour or two in a year that you would come across situations. So I would say what's very important is to try and put it into the background. You need to really reinvent the way you think about this and stop trying to get your message across because, you know, you said in the letter I'm reading here, I have to push my point of view in a loud voice. And, you know, if you get into that sort of adversarial situation, people will stop listening. You know, if somebody's being, you know, almost shouting or speaking very loud at you, you tend to turn off. So what I would say is, look, relax about it. Nobody in the media would stay in the media if they got that sensitive, because you get a lot of flack. And after a while, you just push it aside and just forget about it.
And I have to keep telling myself as well, Tony, and Val is just coming in there. I have to keep telling myself, I know how this person feels. You have no control over what other people think of you.
I agree, Tressa, 100%. First of all, I want to thank this listener for writing in, and good on you. And please, listeners, if you have something, no matter what we say, write in, and it might broaden your view of the situation. Secondly, I think this is a very long-term thing. I go along with what Tony says, and I think it will take maybe a year to kind of put it right before people will say, Asha, don't mind him or her, you know, just let them off, you know. And I would go along with Tony in saying that don't, you know, kind of let go of it. The way to deal with this, I think, listener, is to not say anything, because as Tressa just said there quite rightly, and I endorse it 1,000,000,000%, there is no way I can influence what people think. It's just people will think what they want to think, and they will look at my behaviour in response to what they think and judge me on that. So I what I would personally do, listener, is I would endeavour to keep my mouth closed. And let them say whatever they want. And if they say, you're a relation too, I would say, I am. What's that got to do with it? I'm not interested in politics.
End of. Conversation ended.
End of.
Politely, but conversation concluded. Tony?
Yeah,
I think that's about it. I mean, basically, unless he has Mr. Putin's hold on the media and can control, you know, that's the only way you can change anything. So the best way of dealing with this is to change your own perception. See it for what it is. It really is just people gossiping or whatever, you know, and let it go.
Now, we'll come back to something we touched on at the end of last week, and actually I probably should have started with it, but I did find that dilemma of the person with the political relative and that person's fear that they were being, it was assumed that they shared the same political views as this relative, as their relative. I found that very interesting. But coming back to this issue that was raised by a listener last week about a husband, if he does something silly or wrong or stupid, he manages to twist the situation. Instead of taking responsibility, he blames someone else. And he's so strong and rigid in his views, he actually convinces a lot of people that he's not to blame. The problem is the wife who contacted us is starting to resent his behaviour and is now not letting him off on a point of principle. And she's wondering if she's doing the right thing, responding in this way to his intransigent ways.
Yeah, well, I'll go first in this. I think it's like the first situation. I have no control over what people are going to think. And as Tony said there about the first situation, I'd endeavour to let go of it because, I mean, I know that this is a situation between a husband and wife, and that's a different scenario. But if the wife has been kind of picking him up on things and he doesn't get it, I let go. I just stop.
Tony?
Yeah, I mean, basically, I think we covered this bit, but, you know, behaviour like that starts in childhood. We grow up, our body grows up, but very often our attitudes and our behaviours don't. And this sounds to me like one of those situations. Maybe he had a very strict father that gave him a fear of being found out or being wrong or whatever, you know. And that sort of situation, or a teacher could have formed that sort of attitude. So by understanding where that sort of thing comes from, you can begin to, as it were, break down the behavior. You evidently married him and you're married probably for some time, and that means you can see good in him. But there's good and bad in every single human being. There's always some little twist or turn. And if you can begin to turn your eyes away from the behaviour, by all means challenge it. But in challenging that sort of behaviour, you have to modify how you do it. Because if you go in and attack, you know, you're always doing this and, you know, that will only create a sparring match, and that will affect your relationship. And to me, relationships are very, very important, and they're more important than behavioural patterns. So that would be my basic advice.
Val, your final word on this?
I don't know, Trasa. Sorry.
No, that's...
Sorry, listeners, I beg your pardon.
You don't have to know everything. You don't have to have a view or you can't get perfectly
fine. Well,
one thing that Tony
said there, relationships are very, very important and they're for the long term. I mean, maybe in modern day things they're for the short term, but I'm an oldie, so it's for the long term.
Yeah, well, you don't, as they say, sign up to a marriage every month, you know? And it's an important relationship. It's a very important contract. And if you sign up to a contract and somebody is, you know, not keeping all the terms of the contract, if you, you know, attack them, you'll only destroy the relationship.
But but I think from what I gathered from what you were saying, she's right to call out his behaviour if he's not taking responsibility.
Yeah.
But it's not helpful if she gets too niggly about it and kind of starts kind of pointing out very minor flaws or failings on his part. It's to focus on the very central issue when he does something wrong or when he makes a mistake, instead of saying, do you know what? I messed up there. He tries to blame someone else or some event.
Yeah, there's plenty of examples in the news at the moment of somebody who behaves like that, and it's a very, very annoying behaviour. But at the same time, if she goes in there, as they say, with all guns blazing, it's only going to destroy the relationship in time.
Yeah, unless he tries to blame her. And I think she's right to say, if she says, I'm not to blame.
Sounds, I think thoughts
she,
there?
She's right to call him out whenever, but how it's done, the tone of voice, what you say, you know, it can go from being, you know, you getting annoyed with him, and then it'll just flare up, and that's what you don't want to happen.
Well, look, Tony and Val, thank you for joining us for this week's Problem Shared. We'll be talking to you again on Wednesday when Jerry will be back.